President Donald Trump yesterday acted to circumvent congressional gridlock by executing an executive order pertaining to the Affordable Care Act. Reaction to the terms of the order are subject to debate, but there's much more public accord over regard for the legislative branch. Joining me to break the gridlock is Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, I understand there are new numbers about attitudes about Congress, which are typically low to begin with.
Data from interviews that we just completed in the middle of this week show that approval of the job Congress is doing is at 13%. We talk about President Trump's job approval being low, but that's in the 35 to 40% range, so that 13% truly abysmal. As you point out, that's certainly not new. The all-time low was 9%, which came in the fall of 2013 after government was shut down. But it had been ticking up just a little. Republicans have become more optimistic after last fall's election into this year. But now even Republicans are fed up with Congress, it looks like, and that 13% is within a few points of the lowest we've ever seen for approval of Congress.
Are Democrats relatively more satisfied?
No, which is unusual. We typically would find Republicans more satisfied because, after all, they control both the House and the Senate. And in the days of yesteryear, so to speak, when, say, the Democrats control both houses, they were certainly more positive about Congress than Republicans. So we would expect the flip now, but we're not finding it. Republicans are essentially just as negative about the Congress that their party controls as are Democrats.
President Trump has not been shy about expressing his displeasure with the body in general and specific lawmakers. Has that helped to erode confidence in the legislative branch?
Well, I think it certainly has, because as I mentioned, Republicans are down on Congress. And when their Republican leader, that is President Trump, is casting aspersions at Congress controlled by his party, that certainly opens the door for rank and file Republicans, the kind of people we interview across the country, to say, yeah, we don't think that Congress is doing a good job either, even though our people control it.
Among his words and deeds, Roy Moore is famous in part for his insistence that the Ten Commandments monument remain in a federal building in Alabama. He might very well be Alabama's next senator come November. How do his values resonate with Republicans and America as a whole?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question because basically he's saying there should be a connection between religion, values in general, and the government. And our data show that Republicans would actually support it. Here's the question that we've asked going back for decades, Dave. Do you think that the government should promote traditional values in our society or that government should not favor any particular set of values? Now, it was back in the 90s and even in the early 2000s that we had over half of all Americans who said government should promote traditional values. But that's down now. In the last couple of years, including just a few weeks ago, down to less than half, but still 45% of Americans taken as a whole say, yes, government should promote traditional values. But in answer to your question directly, that's two-thirds of Republicans who agree.
And what are some of the central tenets of these so-called traditional values?
We don't define that for our respondents, which is what's interesting about the question. You know, we don't say Ten Commandments or religious values or birth control or any of the kind of things that are controversial now and the government has a hand in. Instead, we just say, quote, traditional values, and we let the respondent define them.
Is it as undefined as the slogan, Make America Great Again?
That's right. The word traditional could evoke yesteryear, you know, the good old days, so to speak, like Trump's slogan, or a traditional could evoke for many people responding to the question, particularly Republicans, morality, things that are like they used to be in terms of family values rather than the kind of changes we've been seeing more recently.
Frank, last week, of course, we focused exclusively on reaction to Las Vegas and attitudes around guns and gun control. At this juncture, are Americans concerned about potentially becoming victims of mass shootings?
Not any more than they were the last time we asked that question, which came, I should say, right after the San Bernardino shootings, which were in December of 2015. The majority of Americans say no, they're not worried about being the victim. About 10% say they're very worried, and another 29% say they're somewhat worried. So that's not insignificant. Over a third of Americans say they're worried about being the victim of mass shootings. The majority are not. But again, when we asked that question a couple of years ago, again, after a tragic shooting event, we found about the same numbers.
Was the question as specific as concern about mass shootings, or were Americans also polled on whether they would perhaps individually be the victim of gunshot?
That's a good question. Here's how we worded it. Would reduce the number of mass shootings in the U.S. So we didn't specify where they were or whether the person answering the question would be a victim. Simply reduce the number of shootings in the U.S.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.